Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. The 2012 Custer County Fair is now history. With the dry weather, it seemed a little more hectic than usual. I didn't get to spend much time at fair because of trying to keep grass and water in front of the cattle. We also took our nearly annual family camping trip following fair, so preparing to be gone at the same time we were already mostly gone has been quite a challenge. I would like to thank the folks who put so much effort to make the fair possible, especially the staff at the Extension office, the Ag Society members, and the businesses that did such a great job supporting the livestock auction. The Ag Society had me MC the Celebrity Cow Milking Contest again this year. I was surprised that in an election year there were not more politicians on hand. The contest was won by a Custer County deputy sheriff, followed closely by the manager of the local Pizza Hut, and not far behind her was a Broken Bow police officer who had the timing of milking down but had a little trouble hitting the bucket. Apparently, the Academy stresses speed more than accuracy. The Rzyski family of Ansley provided the celebrity cow for this year's contest. Her name was Millie, and Millie displayed a great amount of patience with this year's contestants. 4 years ago, I wrote a poem for this contest that was supposed to be from the cow's point of view that I call The Udder Side. These folks have gathered up to have a little fun, a friendly competition to make cow juices run. The media is represented, folks from education too. Ranchers and politicians will share their point of view. Some of Nebraska's finest stand before you now, but they are just another jerk if you were to ask the cow. I thought I'd share another poem from the archives this morning, just to let you folks fighting the drought know that things could be worse. I call this one Purgatory Plain. There's no springs on the wire stretches and no braces on the gates. The hay's put up in hernia cubes, the baler's set for maximum weights. An endless sea of leafy spurge, poison ivy, and plantain, all cut with a 7-foot mower bar, pulled by a mini on propane. The cows have all got bad bags and carry a little ear. The part that isn't Bramer must be Limousin or Solaire. The only horse on the outfit's an appy mare with an attitude. Chief Joseph's Revenge, they call her, 'cause she can spin like an Evinrude. The cook fries everything till black in a big cast iron skillet. The scorched aroma covers the range and you can't help but smell it. If that is not enough to keep you from being a glutton, the only greens are lamb's quarters and the only meat is mutton. Most of the help rides ATVs, the kind that had just 3 wheels. Their plugs are fouled, the rings are worn, the brakes ignore appeals. All the pickups are worn out Fords, the fuel consumption is heavy. A neighbor from the north drives by each day in a brand new Chevy. Take the straight and narrow path, he yells as he drives by. You're looking at long-term employment with a boss that you can never satisfy. You will work forever here on the Purgatory Plains. In the winter you'll freeze solid. In the summer it never rains. Then the hammer drops. As from this dream I stir and run. With the devil's words ringing in my ears. Welcome to hell. Here's your accordion. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that it's raining where you are. That the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.